This is WWUH FM 91.3 in West Hartford, Connecticut. The Friday All Night Gothic Blimp Works. Underground Radio. Sam Scazzari here filling in for John Scott today. I'll be here all the way until 6 a.m. Here's Mark Knopfler.
She's going shopping, shopping for shoes. She wanted them in magenta and Caribbean blue. Platinum and buttercup and lilac and black. They fill a bucket up and laugh behind her back.
Mark Knopfler started things off there with something from Goldenheart, Imelda. Stevie Nicks from Other Side of the Mirror, The Other Side of the Mirror, that is. And I Still Miss Someone, parenthetical, Blue Eyes. Is she talking about Frank Sinatra? Or does Lindsey Buckingham have blue eyes? Stevie Nicks there, produced by Rupert Hine. A former 60s artist, a folk duo named Rupert and David. They had songs on Decca Records out in the United Kingdom and did a cover of Paul Simon's The Sound of Silence. He also had a band called Quantum Jump. They had two albums out in the 70s, Quantum Jump and Barracuda. But he became famous mostly as a producer for people like Tina Turner, Howard Jones, The Fix, Bob Geldof, Thompson Twins, Stevie Nicks, Chris de Burgh, Suzanne Vega, Rush, Duncan Sheik, and a band called Underworld, to name a few. That's a few. Rupert Neville Hine, born in 1948, produced that album by Stevie Nicks.
everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Paul speaking. Just like to say to everybody, thank you very much for buying our records this year, because you definitely have bought them. We know by the sales, as they say. Thank you very much for buying them and making them hits. Very nice. And, one more thing. Happy Christmas to everybody and a very new year.
I'm sorry. Cold War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. It was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was gone.
FM 91.3 Hartford, wwuh.org, salmonallnight.podbean.com. The Friday Gothic Blimp Works, Friday overnight to Saturday, Underground Radio. Sam Scazzari filling in for John Scott. Bonnie Raitt, Nick of Time. We kind of sounded like we went off the air there for a minute. A little bit of a button-pushing problem on the part of the one operator. As Gilly would say, sorry. I think we hope we didn't go longer than 40 seconds there. From the album Nick of Time, produced by Don Was, Have a Heart. The Beatles and a reissue of the There's a Place Twist and Shout single that was originally on Tolly Records, reissued in mono on Capitol in the 1980s, right around the time the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off was out, capitalizing on the Twist and Shout that was used in the movie. Now, the movie soundtrack may have the Twist and Shout version with the horn section overdubbed in the parade scene, like you see in the parade scene. If not, somebody I'm sure has bootlegged it by now. Paul McCartney, the B-side of Wonderful Christmas Time, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae. Likely Paul is playing all the instruments on that track. A demo from the Dakota, John Lennon, Happy Christmas. Unfortunately, war is not over. The Royal Guardsman joking about war with Snoopy's Christmas. The actual Laurie Records single, not the CD that Johnny Pritko plays. Hey, Johnny's going to be here today. 6 o'clock. Polka Madness at 6 a.m. 6 until 9. UH Radio Bluegrass. 9 until 1. Traditional and contemporary bluegrass music on WWUH. Street Corner Serenade with Doug from 1 until 3. Saturday, programming, specialty programming here at WWUH. Let's go to a message and we'll be back with some more music.
Celebrate Kwanzaa with the Sankofa Kuumba Cultural Arts Consortium on Sunday, December 26th at 4 p.m. at the Charoque Cultural Center, 21 Charoque Avenue in Hartford. Join in the free celebration of the seven principles of Kwanzaa and bring in the new year soulfully. For information, please call the Charoque Cultural Center at 860-249-1207. Harambe!
We'll be right back. coming on Christmas. They're cutting down the trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Now it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. It's coming. Christmas, they're cutting down the trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. No grief and pain.
The Ronettes started things off. Phil Spector's Christmas single, that's called. It was a three-song EP released in the UK. It's really three tracks from the Phil Spector's Christmas album, which was released, seems like, a million times. Once on Warner's, once on Apple, once on Phil's Records. Anyway, let's get to the point. Frosty the Snowman from the Ronettes. Donny Hathaway, a mono version of This Christmas on an Atco promotional 45, featuring a mono version of Be There on the flip side. And then an unusual thing from David Clayton Thomas, a song called River, which is actually the Joni Mitchell tune everybody knows. It's a sound sheet. It came out of a greeting card by a company called Musicgram. I don't know if David Clayton Thomas was signed to any label at the time. It doesn't seem like there's any courtesy being paid. And then I took I fell off the underground wagon, played Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles. And you'd say, well, Sam, how do you know that 45 was pressed by Columbia Records, even though it's on Asylum Records? And I'd say, well, there's something called Q-Burn that the Columbia singles from the late 70s and 80s had. They were making them out of a vinyl that was very, very not friendly for DJs if you bought the commercial copy over the counter. If you had the promo copy, they were fine. But the commercial copies would, when you back up the disc on the turntable, you'd actually slightly scratch the beginning of the groove that has the music in it. And I can hear that. I actually used to use that single as a club DJ back in the 80s. Actually, the single came out in the 70s, but I used it in the 80s. Once I got old enough to go into nightclubs, that is. Please Come Home for Christmas, the first Eagles release featuring Timothy B. Schmidt in lieu of Randy Meisner. For those of you who didn't know that, and weren't listening last week at 4 o'clock in the morning. A Christmas Tale from Wonder Dog, kind of a one-off there on ERC Records, a discified version of the Singing Dogs. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the Cambridge Harmonica Orchestra, 74 harmonicas playing in unison. A three-song EP of theirs issued back in the 80s on Bent Reeds Records. Thank you. music from Keith Richards, a solo 45 single of his released in the late 70s on the Rolling Stones Records label, and way before any of the solo material from Keith came out in the 80s. Run Rudolph Run, the Chuck Berry tune. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Gothic Blimp Works, Friday overnight to Saturday. Sam Scazzari here for John Scott with a version of Underground Radio. Not sure what version. We'll see what John says when he gets back next week. Hopefully it'll be to his satisfaction. No pun intended. Keith Richards now with a new book out, Life. I've heard it's very funny. You know, Keith lives part of his life down in Fairfield County and is seen often in places like Ridgefield and Wilton. Rumor has it he's a down-to-earth guy. You're tuned to WWUH FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut, USA. And WWUH.org. WABJ 89.9 and 105.1 Torrington. WWEB 89.9 Wallingford. And WDJW 89.7 Summers. Well, we have a little message for you and we'll be back.
Did you know that acute and chronic pain affects more Americans than diabetes, heart disease, and cancer combined? I'm Mary Brooks Beatty, President of Women in Government. Women in Government wants you to know that many treatment options exist for the 76 million Americans in chronic pain. Don't suffer in silence. Talk with your healthcare provider about treatment options like medications, therapy, or surgery. To learn about conquering pain together, visit womeningovernment.org.
Sam Scazzari here with you until 6 a.m. today. Filling in for John Scott until 3 with Underground Radio. We're going to go a little underground now. We're going to take a few minutes to switch some recordable CDs around for the podcast. You know, you can hear this show repeated in about 3 or 4 days. I can get those things up online. It's salmonallnight.podbean.com. Salmon like the fish, and Salmon All Night is all one word, salmonallnight.podbean.com. And yeah, sure, you know, I'm doing the Friday Gothic Blimp work, so I'll throw that up there too, why not? So here's the plan. We're going to take about 60 to 65 seconds out, take a little break. You can listen to Marshall Styler. God rest ye merry gentlemen. And then we'll be back with something called non-dairy creamer. Reminds me of a time I made mashed potatoes with non-dairy creamer. And it looked like, you know, like when you have an ice storm on the snow, you know, it kind of glistens. But it's a Warner Brothers lost leader from early 1970s. Scout, it has some underground, at that time, underground artists, and actually they still are, some of them, most of them. So Little Feet's on there. They're not underground anymore, but you'll get the picture. We'll bring that to you in about 90 seconds or so stay tuned. UHFM, Gothic Limpworks Underground Radio.